Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your global happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. This is going to be a very quick show today, a very brief show. I am actually traveling for the next two Sundays, so you'll hear the show, but I don't really know what times. It's going to be a hit and miss. I don't like taking vacations from the show. I really don't. Why? Because I get a little rusty. Why? You know, scratch that. That's not the truth. The truth is I love doing this show. I love it. And today's show is about value. But let me just introduce myself very quickly. I'm getting a lot of people that are finding the show. I say that when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. Well, living to my potential, I had no idea what that was going to look like. I had no specifics, but I definitely went on the journey with that, like everyone else that's programmed. And you're going to hear a lot about being programmed on the show. In fact, that's the second book, Programmed for Unhappiness. And I was programmed to think that whatever I achieved, getting married, finding the love of my life, traveling, titles, money in the bank, living in the middle of the forest, all of that was going to add to bring me more happiness. And it's just not the truth. We all know, we've all heard it till we're blue in the face. Happiness is an inside job. So when I talk about on this show, and not only is it an inside job, the good news is happiness is a practice skill. So if you are committed, when you prioritize happiness, you can experience more happiness. But when I say practice skill, what does that mean? It means that the more you commit to practicing, the more you commit to the practice, the more you prioritize happiness, the better the results. So the question you have to ask yourself, and in fact, today's show is going to be about what do you value? What do you value? And this is really coming up a lot today, especially, everyone's trying to find their way and what's going on in the pandemic and the 2 years of the COVID, blah, 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 blah. We know the stories, but have you thought about what is really important to you? What do you value? Now, we're all individuals. We are as different as our fingerprints. So the value for every, in other words, what someone values, that's very personal. I've told this story before on the show, but I'm going to throw it in again because it's really, really significant, powerful. The billionaire now, Ted Leonis, and great guy. He wrote a book about business and happiness. I mean, he realized, I think it was 1993, plane crash. He survived a plane crash, and after that, it changed his life. He says, you know, I'm going to go out doing everything that I want to do. He was the one that really popularized the bucket list. And I've said it before. Maybe there's one or two. I really need to get that list out and look at it again. But 98%, I'm going to say 99% of what's on that bucket list has nothing to do with happiness, nothing to do with adding to your happiness, nothing to do with adding to your peace, nothing. A lot of accomplishments, a lot of doing, a lot of adding to your resume, that's great. But it's not adding to happiness. It's impossible. Happiness doesn't come from anything external. So let me get to what people value. Let me back up a little bit. What does the program person values? Well, I know it's out there, and the values are what? Power, fame, money. And, you know, let me throw this word success out there. You know, to be successful, what does that mean? Usually 98% of the population views success as money, having fame, you're a success. Well, we all know the people that have been very successful. And I've said it before, Michael Jackson, Prince, Anthony Bourdain, blah, blah, all these people with all the success, but there's something missing. So when I say that this happiness is a practice skill, that something missing can be found, that something missing can be discovered, that something missing, you know, that feeling it's really a vibration. It's really an energy, that vibration of peace, that vibration, that energy of happiness. And I use that term peace and happiness interchangeably. But let's get to today's show really quickly. I've got to get on a plane. The other thing I like to share just very quickly, the five most common regrets of the dying. The five most common regrets of the dying, guess what? One of them is, I wish I had been happier. That's a study done by hospice nurse Bronnie Ware. You could look it up on Google. Isn't that fascinating? It's very powerful. The first part of the practice let me get to the topic. Woo! Wee! Wee! The great thing about all of this is each and every one of you listening, guess what? You are responsible for your happiness. I know, you know that. That's the good news. Because the more you practice, the more you prioritize, the easier it becomes. Growth is not comfortable. Expanding is not comfortable. I always share that the solution to any of your challenges, to any of your problems for the rest of your life is looking in the mirror. That's how powerful you are. That's what you can do. So let me get to the topic after all of that. When I say what do you value, well, what does this world value? Because there's no value. I mean, I don't see anybody getting any awards or celebrations, announcements, trophies for having inner peace. I don't see any awards, grants, celebrations, global celebrations. Well, actually, the United Nations does have a happiness convention every year. That, you know what? Hey, thank you. Is it United Nations? I do believe it's the United Nations. I got to look into that. But there are some people that celebrate that. But it's not the masses. The masses value. You know what? You see what people value. What's out there? The question that I'm asking is, how do you sell what everybody wants but nobody values? And I don't mean me selling. I just mean how do you put a price on it? I happen to think that's there is no price tag on it. And if you came to me today, I've said it before, but if you came to me today and offered me, $1 billion. I was looking yesterday, Jeff Bezos, Jeff Bezos? I don't know if it's Jeff Bezos. One of those, the $200 million, Elon Musk, billion dollars, $195 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot. The question becomes, what is the, okay, let me back up. If anyone came to me and said, Rebecca, you have $1 billion. Now, $1 billion is going to last me, my family, and everybody else I know for a lifetime. Rebecca, I'm going to offer you $1 billion to go back to who you used to be, to go back to this person who was judgmental, opinionated, argumentative, disagreeable, just pointing the finger, blaming everyone, always ready for an argument. I wouldn't want it. Not a nickel to go back to who I was. That's how valuable this vibration and this energy is to me. The practice is eliminating those behaviors that subtract from happiness and practicing and cultivating the behaviors that add to happiness. Let me talk about it for a second. So how can you sell? And when I say sell, I'm not talking about I'm trying to sell, but how do I, in fact, that's a question I'm going to throw out to you, my dear audience. How do you share to as many people as possible the value of inner peace, the value of a vibration? I didn't define happiness. Happiness is defined by, scratch that. Happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. So happiness is the ability to be at peace, to vibrate peace, to be the energy of peace all the time. I don't mean to yell at you. I don't mean to yell at you. My mission, what I would love to do, and I'm throwing that out to the universe, is to develop a course for children. Because sometimes the adults, they really don't feel like learning a new skill in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Scratch that. That's not true. But when I say looking in the mirror, it is really a personal responsibility, to each and every one of you listening. You are responsible. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's really sometimes it's a struggle. Because you can't blame anyone else out there or your circumstances for how happy or how peace or how much inner peace you have. You can't. It's like I'm going fishing, but you're in the mountains with no river. You're going fishing in the jungle. No, what a bad analogy. Oh my goodness, that's what happens when I have to shorten the show, and you all know that I do everything improv anyway. But okay, let me kind of get my thoughts together here. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, write down what you value. Do you value family? Does family make you happy? I know the program says, yes, family makes you happy. But what if there is no family? What if something happens and you don't have a family all of a sudden? You're saying health is valued? But what if one day you wake up, and this is not a doom or gloom, but let's just be realistic. What if you wake up one day and you're not as healthy, if something happens and you're not as healthy. I shared that two of the friends that I knew 6 months ago, actually 5 months ago now, were given, both of them were given 6 months left to live. So that, what you value, can it be health? Because what if you're not healthy? Can you still have peace and happiness if you're not healthy? I say yes, you can, especially since happiness is an inside job. So my challenge to you, my dear audience, is to really hone in, especially now, only because we don't have time to, it's time to discover, it's time to know this. What do you really value? Is inner peace one of the things that you value? Only you can answer that question. That's the only, that's what, for me, it's on the top of the list. My questions to you is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And what's your definition of happiness? Who or what is subtracting from your happiness today? Are you as happy when you're faced with life's inevitable challenges? And then the other questions, it's either yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? And do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those, guess what? You have homework. You get to practice. When I say other people hurting your feelings, that means you're taking something personally. When I say somebody can offend you, that means that something out there has more power than you. Disappoint, can other people disappoint you? That means you have expectations. Blaming others for how you feel, that's just, come on. It's 2021 going into 2022. It's time to take responsibility for your own happiness and for your own inner peace. Reality spirituality is heard in the next 2 or 3 weeks whenever I get to schedule. But that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the second book that I'm writing now, hopefully it's going to get finished before the end of the year. Who knows? I'm working on it, working really hard on it. And until next time, let me see. Hold on. Oh, technical difficulties. Oh, my goodness. Okay, there we go. There's the studio. So until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be on the road. It's going to be hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss, but you know me. I'm passionate, and I love sharing this information with you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
you get down.